I think that's enough. I'll save the rest for the next time. So let's, if there is, if I'm so lucky. So before we sit quietly and share the blessings of our practice, I want to thank you for letting me have the opportunity to be here with you. And thanks, Brock, for inviting me. Thanks, everyone who made this retreat run so beautifully. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for supporting the book, etc. And I'm deeply grateful and just love sitting with all of you. I don't know if you don't travel to sit with other communities, but this is really an amazingly mature sangha, and I don't mean in age. No, you can really feel the depth of commitment and practice for many years. And those of you who may be more relatively new know that you've walked into a sea of support, and take advantage of it. It's actually rare to have such a vital sangha with so many practice opportunities. It's, you know, many communities I go to, they hold one or two retreats a year, and when I teach at Spirit Rock, my home center in the Bay Area, countless people come to the retreat and can't find anybody to sit with where they live. And you know, we'll give them the rap about, you know, listen to a tape, find one other person, but you are in Dharma Mecca here. So take advantage of that, and highly recommend that you sit every day. Don't think you can do this alone, and don't think you can do it just on retreats. Nobody does this alone. Remember, there's three jewels: Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, equal. In fact, wasn't it Thich Nhat Hanh who said the new Buddha, the next Buddha is the Sangha? And really, right now, with all the political, this really is our guru, the state of our world that's calling on us to be awake and loving, and that's our Sangha. But then there's those who, those part of your Sangha that are like-minded, that we really need to call on for support to mirror our best intentions, because it's really easy to fall to the lowest common denominator and have our caring turn into hatred, which is happening to a lot of people in the States. It's tough. And we're all in over our heads right now. I've been just telling everybody, I have no idea how to teach during this era. You know, I could teach my little safe Buddha Dharma, but, you know, things are messy. Of course, they've always been that way, and maybe it's because of my privilege that I can, that now it seems crazier now, but I think, long way of saying, we need support. So take advantage and offer your support. Can't say too many times that Sangha is not something you just go to receive from, it's something you give to. And because giving is what gladdens the heart. And it's a gift that keeps on giving. And I know there's an undercurrent in the people who serve the retreats here that they get to do the best thing, don't you? It's really glorious. And let's see, sit every day, walk every day. Portability of mindfulness is just not to be forgotten. Especially walking, just having that anchor of our body, and then having our senses freshened every day. You know, we don't have these senses just to deny them. The sensual world is, you know, meant to gladden our hearts, and if we don't have gladness, we get really depressed. So don't sit on your tush all the time. Isn't it funny how nobody asked me for advice, but I give it anyway? Thank you for letting me do that. um, last thing I'll say, really, just in terms of advice, is the number one cause of anxiety is holding too much of what needs to be done in our mind at once. And forgetting that no matter what we have to do in our life, we can only do a moment's worth at a time. We can't do the one that already happened, it's done. Can't do the next one, it hasn't happened. We can only take care of a moment at a time. So even the integration of this retreat into your daily life, it's very easy to see your life as this big thing that you have to take your little practice into, and then you'll get anxious about how am I going to become a good yogi in my life, instead of being a good yogi and letting your life, moment by moment, come to you as it will. So, as my teacher in India, Punjaji, used to say, stay where you are. Of course, he was saying it because he didn't want people to come and visit him. But it had multiple levels of meaning. So one moment at a time. Integrate your life that comes to you into your practice, not the other way around. You're always right where you are. So don't forget that. So how far do you have to travel to practice? How much time does it take? Isn't it funny how our mind will say, oh, it's going to take so much time. Anyway, thanks for listening. And okay. If there has been any goodness, any merit, any blessings, any benefits, any fruits that have arisen from our practice, let them be shared with a reflection, a consideration that we don't exist alone apart from all beings everywhere in all circumstances. So due to the fruits of our practice, may all beings be touched by loving kindness, be happy, find peace, feel safe, be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May all beings recognize the sacred happiness that is our natural state here and now, and not overlook this point. May all beings grow in equanimity. May our practice today and every day touch the hearts of all beings and be dedicated to the welfare and benefit of all. May all beings be liberated. May our politicians be liberated. Anyway, thank you so much for your practice.